This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Election report, or any number of election reports, I guess. Who's going to be elected to what? We'll deal with that in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is off for another couple of days. Victoria Keelan is here, as is Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen to share some secrets. I don't know if the election in Canada is secretive. It's a secret at the moment as to who's going to win. Who's running? What's the story? What's at stake?
It might be a secret for a while because Justin Trudeau, who is running for re-election, he is up against the Conservative leader Andrew Scheer, and they are pretty much neck and neck in all of the polls.
Really?
So, yeah, and you know, Justin Trudeau's had a rough couple of months. He got caught, you know, pictures surfaced from 20 years ago of him wearing blackface. He apologized for it, but then really stepped in it again, and I don't know if someone asked him the question, if he'd worn blackface numerous times, and he said he couldn't remember how many times he may have done that. That's not a good answer at all. So he's had kind
of a
rough...
Maybe it's the truth.
Well, that's even still, that's horrible then, yeah. So he's had some gaffes lately. His popularity has really waned. And if he wins this election, it'll be a very, from what everyone's saying right now, if he does win the re-election, it will probably be a very thin margin. And so, and because in Canada, just like in the UK, they have the same parliamentary system. So a leader gets elected, but then the leader also has to win over a certain number of seats in order to establish the government. So Canada's election has 338 seats across the country. Preliminary results should be announced around 8 p.m. tonight, election night. 170 seats are needed to form a majority government. And the polls right now show that neither Trudeau nor Scheer are anywhere near that number of securing an actual government. So a lot of political pundits are saying, buckle up, people, because this could be a long time before they actually figure it out. And, you know, in Israel recently we talked, they had the same problem. They still are going through the same problem.
Yeah, it's a universal problem around the world.
It's in this parliamentary system
so
of government.
Different,
But see, that's the thing, like, I mean, everybody's different, but, you know, the parliamentary system, it has its pluses and minuses. A big minus is what we're seeing. Yeah. A big minus is what we're actually seeing. A winner gets chosen. It was Netanyahu in Israel, but he didn't have enough seats to establish a government. And so then the president had to step in and say, okay, well, then we're going to let the other guy who didn't win the prime minister vote, but we're going to let him take a stab at establishing a government and see if he can get the votes. So it almost negates the actual public's vote if they have to come back in and then manipulate things to figure out who actually can get the parliamentary majority. So it looks like it's going to be a while in Canada. Interestingly, though, you know, we always talk about Canadian health care. That's a big thing that we always talk about. And they have a lot of really strong merits to the Canadian health care system. However, polls and Google search rates indicate that health care is the top election issue for Canadians. And very close behind that is the climate crisis. So, and then other issues like taxes, education, and the legalization of cannabis are the that rounds up the top five issues for Canadians.
Why is cannabis? That's been something that I thought was settled a long time ago up there.
I don't know. It's just what's listed.
One of the things you don't hear on the list, Victoria, is that illegal immigration is a problem, because it's not. You don't see a lot of Americans, although
I'm sure it is on some level, but yeah.
Yeah, but not the way we have, not the kind of problem we have here. The candidacy of Elizabeth Warren, the latest from her, I found interesting, not the proposal, but the reaction to it. She says criminals who are locked up in prison are entitled to taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery while they are in prison. She's been interviewed, obviously, because she's now considered the front runner by some. She says, so I guess my question here would be, if she's the front runner, do most Democrats who would support her support this? And if they do, what are they thinking? Why in the world would we say that American taxpayers would pay for transgender inmates to get gender reassignment surgery?
I don't know. The only reason that I could see that being an issue is if someone is put in jail and they are perhaps in the beginning stages of transitioning, then they're not going, if you're going from, let's say, being a man, a biologically born man to a woman, you don't want to end up in male prison. So the gender assignment surgery, I understand that based on how someone identifies their gender, and then that's the prison that they should be put in. So I can understand that, but I don't know. I'd have to read like what her entire proposal is to, you know, get more details on it. But I can, that's the only thing I can think of why that would be an issue.
Yeah. Well, it isn't an issue with me. I have pretty firm beliefs. And that has nothing to do with one's sexuality. It has to do who pays for it. You can have whatever sexuality
you want. Well, this isn't sexuality. This is gender.
And well, gender. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, use the wrong term. But the same thing applies. I just don't think it's my responsibility as a taxpayer to pay for that, even if they're in the middle of making it. Your choices are your choices. I support that 100%. You'll never hear me say anything negative about people living a freestyle life. This is not... our country isn't founded on these sorts of restrictions. It's we are free. Make your choices, live with them, and we, you know, it would seem to me if we were intelligent adults, we would live with people who decide for whatever the reason to do something like this. It's none of your freaking business anyway, so why would you get involved? What is a trouble for me isn't the business of what it does, but it's paying for it. I just don't think that we should be paying for that kind of stuff. Anyway, Chicago is talking today about the chief of police. You know, there's the Wednesday night on NBC, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and often they deal with local issues, but not the impairment of the chief. The boss of the Chicago Police Department, the superintendent, is Eddie Johnson. Over the weekend, 12:30 in the morning on Sunday, police officers found their boss slumped over the front seat of his car. Officers did not see any signs of impairment. He parked there after he felt lightheaded. He was checked out by the police, and apparently he was okay, and he drove home. But the story here is, he's called for an investigation of himself, which I find interesting. The episode, it was just really interesting. The mayor told Chicago Sun-Times superintendent disclosed that he had a couple of drinks with dinner before he pulled out in his car and then stopped along the side of the road and fell asleep. So he wasn't given a sobriety test by his own officers. And he doesn't think that that was appropriate. He thought he should have been checked out.
One heck of a conscience.
Yeah.
Right? And, well, look, we talk about how better quality, better caliber people need to be in these positions. So that's one right there.
I thought that was a pretty interesting message. 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Here's something that is for a lot of people who listen to this program to benefit. This is beneficial information for those who have type 2 diabetes or who are pre-diabetic or who like to have a lot of sugary, sweet things in their diet. And here's an example of that, or I am. You're certainly not alone. And so if you would like to have a way to support healthy glucose levels in your body, in your system, pay attention to the next 60 seconds, please, as I tell you about Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It is the dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. The best, bar none, because it is a blend of ancient and modern science. Carolyn is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Every single one of them has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support in this area, especially when it comes to maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to go to Curalin.net, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net. It doesn't only just support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss and digestion especially, reduces cravings for sweets. I haven't been eating as much ice cream as I've been on this for the last 3 or 4 weeks. If you are listening to this program, the DJV Show, and would like to get $20 off your first order, your first bottle of Curalin, please feel free. Go to Curalin.net, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. Use the promo code DJV and save $20 off your first bottle. It's the easiest, most natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Curalin.net, enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin.net, code DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the DJV program. Miley Cyrus was interviewed by Cosmo. You used to work at Cosmo, right? Didn't you,
mm-hmm.
Victoria?
Yep.
Okay. So she took a dig at Liam Hemsworth, commenting on a stream that came from somebody else that he's not a good person, which I found kind of silly for her to have said that. She quickly, though, took off after other whoever was around, apparently. Hasn't she been seen with a bunch of different people?
She's got a new boyfriend, yeah, who's also Australian, Cody Simpson.
I would think that if you were getting away from somebody that fast and the person you were with was that eager to jump into the sack with somebody else, that there was something going on. Anyway, he's now got a new girlfriend, too, called Madison Brown, some Australian actress. He doesn't say anything bad about her, but she's got plenty to say about him, which I find,
I haven't seen that interview. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Because I've been,
right.
You know, I follow her on Instagram and everything. I haven't heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program. We'll focus on children in the next half hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
There's a place that I know where they all know me. I've got to get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me.
This is the music of Keith Urban in our music segment for this hour on the DJB program. Keith Urban becoming the latest country music star to set up shop in Vegas. He's announced a 12-concert residency at the Coliseum, which is in Caesar's Palace. It'll kick off in January. It's titled Keith Urban Live Las Vegas, including three additional dates in January, two dates in April, July, August, and November of next year. He played at the Coliseum in September. Urban released his last full-length album called Graffiti U last year. In May, he unveiled his first new music with the single We Were, which is a song that he and Eric Church wrote together. He's currently on tour, set to host his regular benefit for the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, All for the Hall, it's called, on the 10th of February, obviously in Nashville for the Country Hall of Fame. He's been nominated for Entertainer of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year at the CMA Awards taking place next month. Vegas has become a regular stop for a lot of country folks. Garth Brooks, Brooks and Dunn, Reba, Florida Georgia Line, Lady Antebellum all have set up residencies there. In December, Jason Aldean is going to play three nights dubbed Ride All Night Vegas at the Park Theater, which is in the MGM. So lots of people in their residency. I don't know what difference it makes. Obviously, in a city like Vegas, where their entertainment is it, that's why you're there. It becomes maybe a reason for people to go. Would you go?
Yeah.
Is there any artist that you would go out of your way for, like take a trip from Jersey to Las Vegas to see who?
Yeah, if the tickets weren't $2,500 each, I would die to see Lady Gaga's residency.
Really? $2,500 a piece?
Yeah.
Really?
And that's not what she set them at, but that's what they're going for, because they sold out immediately. And I would also, if I was going to go to Vegas to see Gaga, I would also want to see Gwen Stefani's residency, too. Yeah. So those are the two. And you know what? If I had money to burn, hey, I'd throw in some Paula Abdul. So that would be fun, too. She's there, too, now. That's
no
the thing,
money
everybody.
To burn.
It's great. I think Vegas is smart as a city to lure people in
encourage
that.
Encourage this, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, right. Next up, musically here at 26 After on the DJV program with Victoria, Kara, and Doug, focusing on Hootie and the Blowfish. I like their sound, always have, since they first came out. They've released Hold On from their upcoming album, Imperfect Circle. Is that what this is? Let's listen to this. Wrapped up their headlining group therapy tour last month. A pair of shows in Columbia, South Carolina. By the way, this song, Hold On, was created cooperatively with Chris Stapleton. It's the only track of 13 new recordings that Hootie didn't have a hand in writing. So that's interesting.
Well, I'm kind of surprised it was written by somebody else, because when I heard it, I was like, oh, this sounds just like Hootie song.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It does. Yeah. Ed Sheeran, your pal here, Kara, another co-writer who contributed to Imperfect Circle. It comes out the first of next month. The band recently released tracks called Rollin', Miss California, and Lonely on a Saturday Night. It's all part of that. So what are we listening to here? What's this?
Miss California.
Hey, Jennifer. Miss California. California is a romantic state. You can say what you want about some of the foibles there, but it's a very romantic. I think it's a romantic state anyway, for a lot of reasons. Ambiance. So that's the Hootie story at 28 After. You're listening to today's DJV show.
Sex on the beach and her older brother's weed. There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of people in Dallas are without power this morning after a tornado tore a long path through parts of that city last night. The National Weather Service says it may have cracked as long as 17 miles. There are reports of possible injuries, along with downed power lines and some big damage to homes and businesses. Chicago teachers still on strike. The Teachers Union Chief of Staff Jennifer Johnson says talks ended last night with the two sides reaching some agreements.
We've been at the bargaining table for 10 months, and we're only seeing these concrete victories come together after having 25,000 members on picket lines, students and parents in the streets.
Talks resuming today. Votes will be cast this week by United Auto Workers Union members to try to end the 6-week-old strike with GM. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
The hour now on the DJV program. Monday is upon us, the 21st, so we have two more weeks in this month, and then Kaputsky time, the element of surprise. Victoria and I were talking about this. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen. The element of surprise in the weather, how you can feel more comfortable with a huge storm that's blasting its way toward you versus tornadoes. And what impact that has on the psyche. Victoria shared with me that there are very few things that she is more afraid of than a tornado. Not likely to happen in New Jersey, though, Victoria.
That's why I'm here. I'm right on the beach, and I will avoid tornadoes. But, yes, they just, as far as any of the natural disaster-type options there are out there, the tornadoes are number one, the scariest to me.
Yeah.
They do so much destruction in such a short amount of time.
Well, yeah, and then how long is it? The power, last week here in Massachusetts, we had a big storm and a lot of power out for 3 or 4 days. The wind, and it was just really, it was a weird fall. It was almost like a hurricane, but it wasn't. It had really severe impact all over the state. Well, in northern Dallas last night, there was a big tornado that plowed through. So far, 175 homes still without power, and the flights have not at Love Field not resumed yet. Love Field, Dallas, is there on the opposite side. Dallas-Fort Worth Field is sort of to the west and south, if I remember correctly, and Love Field is up on the northern side. There were a lot of homes, flash flood warnings. A lot of homes got damage, water damage, as well as wind damage. No deaths reported, but police and firefighters are going door to door in some of the neighborhoods to check things out.
And this is extra scary because it happened at 9:30 last night. It's when it touched down.
Right.
And so I wonder if people had warning, because there are some videos that people took, and it seemed like they were caught off guard. And maybe they just weren't watching the news, or maybe they didn't get an alert on their phone, or maybe there was no warning. I don't know.
Yeah.
But six of the schools around that area, they're all canceled today because they suffered extensive damage on the actual buildings, on the schools themselves. So it looks like it just ripped through trees and snapped electricity poles. And they're so scary. And the video of it, you can see the very dark, and it was a big funnel. Kind of forms and then just comes down onto the ground.
Yep, it's really this is one of the things that I love about doing this program every day. There's so many different things going on, and you can reflect so differently. You know, some shows are kind of gimmicked up with lots of noise and people in the background laughing over what's said, nonsensical things, and that's okay if that's what you like. I prefer what I have created here over the years, and that is a service that provides you with more information and more points of view than you can get, you know, from listening pretty much to anything else. So thus I focus from time to time, and so do the ladies. Victoria and Kara are here right now. Jennifer will be back later on during the week. The situation in Florida, where over the weekend, wildlife officials uncovered a trafficking and smuggling operation involving turtles. Two people charged with poaching. Most of the turtles are native to Florida. They've been sold on the black market. Isn't it interesting? I think, as much as anything else, when I see something like this, I wonder who the hell wants to go out of the way to buy a black market turtle. But apparently there's a big market for it, very profitable. And they're not staying here. Somehow they smuggle them onto planes and they bring them over to Asia, where people eat them, I guess, much as anything else, rather than they try to grow. But they put them into the same sort of circumstances as a lot of the fish and other things that are grown over there in Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam, where they grow them under questionable circumstances. Anyway, there is a ring of well-organized wildlife traffickers, that were selling these turtles to large reptile dealers and illegal distributors. They would ship most of them overseas on the black market. So why can't you just grow them? And the turtles are sold for $300 a piece, and they bring $10,000 in certain places in Asia. Wow.
For eating? Or
I guess it depends on what they're for. They can be the breeders. They want to breed them, and then they eat them. Right, exactly.
Geez.
So the poachers go in, they target habitats that are known for a specific type of turtle, and then they deplete the species so much that they then have to, the state comes in or the county comes in, and they try to regrow them because they're good for the ecosystem. Turtles are very
right.
good for algae problems and things like that. So as a consequence to the system, if people are just going in willy-nilly and grabbing them up and then selling them, 600 turtles were captured over the weekend and turned back out into the wild. But this has been going on off and on for 20 years, apparently. Who would have thunk it? I didn't wake up this morning thinking, I wonder what's going on in the turtle world today. But that's what's going on in the turtle world. Now, let's go
Thank you for the turtle report.
The turtle update, yes. Like I said before, you don't find too many people talking about turtles, but it's interesting.
Definitely true.
See, yeah. You knew what you signed up for when you signed up for being
Did I, though?
On this
I don't
program.
Think right. I knew that it was going to involve right. a turtle report.
Well, so now you know the rest of the story. You've got an update on children and their relationships with their parents, right? Do I have
well,
that
this
correct?
Is an interesting story. Yeah, in Richmond, Indiana, there is a woman named Mary York. She's 43 years old. She has been charged with 7 charges, including 6 felonies, because her 14-year-old son went to his elementary school with a gun that he got from his home. And
it was
he
a shotgun, too,
shot
wasn't
up.
It?
I think it was a handgun. I don't know.
Was it?
But he basically, he shot up the school, and then he killed himself. And so now his mother is on trial and is going to face these 6 felonies. And the reason for it, kind of makes you think, well, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, we've had so many of these mass shootings, the parents are never charged with anything. The reason that this woman is different is because they said that they had probable cause to charge her because her son was evaluated and treated during in May of 2018 for mental health issues. At that time, he related thoughts of suicide and even said that he was going back to his elementary school to kill students. He was 14. He was going to go back to kill the students who had bullied him. And so this woman, the mother, says that she didn't know that he had suicidal thoughts, although there are treatment records that indicate she was informed that that's what her son was going through. Then, and this is where it gets worse, she pulled her son from inpatient treatment for mental health issues because of costs, and then she allowed him to stop taking his prescribed medication. Then it gets even worse if you talk about parental neglect. Now, her son had a fire. Yeah, he had a handgun.
He's 14.
Well, no. It was a handgun that was in the cabinet in the home that was locked, except that he made a video of himself breaking into the cabinet, grabbing the handgun. He fired the handgun in October of 2018 in the house. So the mother knew he knew how to break into the cabinet. He did it again and recorded himself breaking into it again and then taking the firearms that he needed to carry out the shooting at the school. So this is from soup to nuts, parental neglect. And so this woman is probably going to be found guilty on all 6 of these felony counts and
Good.
Is looking at some serious jail time, too.
Good. Good. Story from West Point this weekend. A cadet has gone missing. He took a service weapon with him. According to the folks at West Point, the unnamed cadet, member of the graduating class of 2021, been missing all weekend. Officials said he was last seen at West Point over at some event on Friday afternoon. And now an extensive search has been started by the military, by the federal, state, and local folks. Took an M4 rifle with him. He's supposed to be in possession of it. Didn't have any ammunition that they knew of. No indication the cadet poses a threat, but they're worried that he poses a to the public, but they worry he poses a threat to himself. I don't know what to make of that kind of stuff when you really get right down to it. There's so much of this stuff, Victoria, so much.
I know.
Of this sort of thing.
You know, the thing, going back to the mom story there for one second, if she couldn't afford treatment for her son, that is something that needs to be a national discussion. And when we talk about, you know, health care and so many health insurance plans do not have, don't cover mental health stuff until you satisfy your very high deductible. So if you have the bare minimum of health insurance and you've got, say, a $5,000 deductible, and this woman can't afford that and can't afford treatment for her son, that needs to be a national discussion. That has got to change. It has to.
Well, I think part of it has to do with what I was telling you off the air about this book that I've seen called The Disappearance of Childhood. And in it, there is a focus on childhood being lost. I remember back to my childhood, although it wasn't great. I know a lot of people that played in sandboxes and had a great time just running up and down the street, playing basketball, doing all sorts of things, jumping. You know, you take a piece of chalk and make marks on the street, and you could jump around in the driveway, that sort of thing. Just simple.
Hopscotch.
Yeah. Simple things that you could do. But now there is everything because of the news media and devices and stuff. Children grow up so fast. I'm wondering about this with regard to my grandson, Miles. I'm hoping, because he hasn't been really exposed to much of this stuff. He's got a little video now. But he loves to read, and all of us love to read to him. And I don't know whether that's not just by itself. I think it's just paying attention, understanding what your children need. Your child, your responsibility needs special protection from whatever the vagaries are of the so-called real world. And a lot of parents just don't seem to get that, although then there are others who kind of go overboard, the so-called helicopter parents. But life is different. Children are different now than they were when we were all kids. It doesn't make a difference how old you are and how long ago you were a child. Your development is so much different, or was so much different, than what now. Just what children know about, you know, things in life, or what they don't know. They sure as heck don't know how to drive cars, I'll tell you that. But
I don't know. I think the kids, like younger kids that I know and have met, like I have two cousins in high school, and I've met their friends, and I find that kids are exposed to a lot more stuff and technology and everything, but I also find that kids in that generation are so much more immature than when I was in high school.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's like their brains are just not developed socially.
They aren't.
They're just like
damn
blobs.
Devices. They're like blobs or
and
zombies.
There's just an immaturity.
Beware.
And no social skills. That's a big thing that I've noticed.
They don't even know how to converse.
You say hi to them and they just look at you. It's like, hello.
Yeah, right. Not even that.
Yeah.
Here's some news from the folks at MyPillow. They have an amazing company. You kind of know that. An amazing founder in Mike Lindell. Amazing product. That's the most important thing for you. And now the deep discounts on all MyPillow products continue, as I continue to remind you about the BOGO offer on any and all pillows at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free. A lot of other discounts that go like this. I think this is the last week for the Standard and Queen Platinum Premium pillows being on sale for $23. Use the promo code DJV for that. They're normally $69. Save over 50% on mattress toppers. Free shipping on that. The good will that they've, I think, established, because their product is so good and it's guaranteed 60 days use it. You don't like it, you get your money back. Who else does that? Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's there at MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code. Get the BOGO deal on all pillows there and other great radio specials courtesy of the DJV code. Save up to 66%. Buy now and get cozy for the winter. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So I'm a merry tune. It won't take long when there's a song to help you set the pace. And as you sweep the room, imagine that the room is someone that you love, and soon you'll find you dancing to the tune.
No. Is this like a bird singing? What is it?
Yes. Yes.
No way. Oh, okay.
While you work, Barbara, this became a big, huge hit. All right, so obviously as we get into movie moments, first of all, you wouldn't hear this if Chuck were here.
God, no.
Chuck's off today. So we're starting with some news from the world of Disney, and they're hiring somebody to watch 30 Disney movies or shows in 30 days. This is in celebration of the launch of the Disney, the Disney Channel, I guess it is, or the Disney...
The Disney Plus streaming
platform,
service.
Which starts November the 12th. They're going to pay some lucky Disney fan $1,000 to watch 30 Disney movies or shows in 30 days. Best part is that you don't need to do anything but apply and prove that you're Disney's biggest fan. You got to be 18 years or older. You got to live in this country. You need to fill out the application and talk about your love for Disney. I guess I wouldn't make a good candidate for this. And then you submit a video of yourself reviewing your favorite Disney movie or show. And beside the $1,000 you get, you also get your next Disney vacation, free Disney subscription for a year, along with a movie watching kit, which includes a blanket, cups, presumably for your drinks, popcorn, a popcorn popper, and that sort of thing. So you've got to fill out the application before November 7th if you're interested in being a Disney watcher and getting $1,000. All right, so that's that story. Interesting how the old guard, Victoria, is reacting to the Scorsese comments regarding all of the movies that are now, you know, there's no actors, there's no real acting. It's all CGI and
I don't agree with that, though. I mean, yeah, like, they're Marvel CGI comics. And they're fun movies, but I think the acting is still pretty good for most of the people in it. They've got some pretty good actors.
All right, so what's Coppola saying about Scorsese's comments?
Well, he agrees, and he's saying that you know, Marvel movies are despicable, but I don't know. I think they're alienating themselves a little bit from a pretty big audience, because Marvel movies tons. I mean, Marvel movies are some of the only movies that people go to theaters for anymore, and I understand that's kind of what they're saying the problem is that there's no money for any other movies, and no one wants to go and see anything else. They just want to see, you know, big action movies. But to me, that's kind of the best thing to see on a big screen.
I kind of, like, this may not be popular, but these old guys need to make more interesting movies. Because all their movies are gangsters, and they're 9 hours too long. So, make a better movie.
All right. There you have it. Gentlemen, you better be listening to what's going on with the younger set. Box office totals over the weekend. What made money? What does either the top five or top ten, if you have time, Victoria?
Well,
look like
so
that
here's
list.
A kind of a recap of what actually happened this weekend. So, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, which is the starring Angelina Jolie and Michelle Pfeiffer and Dakota Fanning, or is it Elle Fanning? Elle Fanning.
Oh, Fanning.
And so that actually did it did pretty well. That it didn't. It fell a little bit short of expectations, but still number one, made $36 million. And Zombieland, which is also a sequel that stars Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, a whole bunch of people, that actually did better than it was projected to do. It was on a limited release. There's another movie called Parasite, a movie called The Lighthouse, which is starring Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. It's all in black and white, these two old sea captain looking guys in a lighthouse. I don't know if it's any good or not, but it actually did pretty well in limited release. And then the only movie that I actually am interested in, Jojo Rabbit, did also in limited release, did really well this weekend, too.
What's that
is
about?
A comedy. You've probably seen the preview of it. It's a comedy about Hitler, and he's got and two little, like, some of the little kids, Hitler Youth, but it's like a whole satire on it. It looks very funny. It's the same creator who did the vampire satire of What We Do in the Shadows, so that actually did pretty well. So number one was Maleficent with $36 million. The Joker, still hanging in there. That is number two. It made another $29 million. It has grossed $247 million so far. Zombieland 2 brought in $26 million. That was the opening weekend. The Addams Family, that brought in another $16 million. That's actually totaled $56 million so far. That's the animated feature reboot of Addams Family. The Will Smith movie Gemini Man, which has not really gotten a lot of buzz, that made $8.5 million. It's really kind of a big disappointment. But the Downton Abbey movie, still chugging along, made another $3 million. $88 million
That's
total.
That's the story. 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.